Oi, oi, it's your boy, Slacky J, boycasting from a darkened room in my pants, because it's fucking sweltering over here right now. You know, get on me if you're one of those people who lives in Arizona or whatever, where it's, I was about to say a degree, but we're on Celsius over here, and anytime Americans start talking about like 90 degrees, 80 degrees, I have no idea what they're talking about. But just popping in today for a short pod because I spent too much of the week writing about Regen Ursil, whose name I haven't worked out how I'm going to say it in the narration track either. So I put out an article called Regen Ursil, if that's how you say it, One Striking Superman, and it was talking about his style and stuff and all the things I like about it, which you should definitely read. You're a Patreon boy, you can. And I decided I don't know how to say Regen Ursil, so I had to work out how I'm going to do that. Then I'll record an audio track. But priority today was getting something said about some of these fights, because there's a couple on that matter, and there's a couple on that are low-key. I'm not going to say low-key banger, I'm going to say low-key good. Weekend pretty devoid of low-key bangers in my eyes. I mean, you know, this is the thing, any ugly duckling fight or matchup can turn into a banger. There's nothing that says it can't. And I think, honestly, where we are now with MMA, they should be spending more time at promoters working out how to turn non-bangers into bangers mid-fight. Just hose the octagon with KY jelly. You know, make it a bit more fun. Throwback to Nicholas Dalby versus Ross Houston at Cage Warriors. Actually, Nicholas Dalby's going to come up today because he's in one of my low-key, not quite a banger, but okay, good fight. But I suppose we should be doing an emergency pod because more rape allegations against Conor McGregor. Jesus Christ. Now, I know you're all dying for my view. Now, you know, it's one of those things, like, you don't want to weigh in because, yes, sometimes people make false accusations. If the accusations aren't false, you know, I don't really want to talk about it because I don't really want to be talking about rape on my podcast. But if you've got video of you, like, walking off backstage holding hands with some woman who's not your wife, you know, just don't let those videos exist. Just don't do that thing would be my advice. But, yeah, this guy just can't seem to escape repeated allegations. Now, I think some of them settled out of court and, you know, the old JP Morgan move, as we call it now, following the Epstein stuff. But so many other sports stars managed to go through life with just one of these, max. I think the reason that he can get caught with so many of them, even if all these women were lying, it's to do with lifestyle. And this is the tough thing. It's just when Tough was announced, I was like, there's no way he's ever fighting. He's not going to get in shape to fight. If you watch any video of this man, he's either ballooned off his tits or just looking massive. And not, you know, he's muscular. They've got him training with his shirt off in the Tough episodes, but he's not in shape to fight, and I don't think he's ever going to be in shape to fight. Michael Chandler is like desperate for this fight because it's guaranteed millions of dollars if you lose, and also Conor McGregor is delusional enough that he'll get in with Michael Chandler, who still is good enough to beat him if Conor McGregor shows up in anything like the shape we imagine him to be in anything like the shape of his last few fights. So yeah, that's going on, that's awful, and then to counter that, 5 hours before that news dropped, the UFC announced some big matchups, just because, you know, that's what they've got to do. Not accusing them of running interference for McGregor, but they are currently airing a season of The Ultimate Fighter where he is the star. So, yeah, they announced Sergey Spivak versus Ciryl Gane, which is decently interesting as far as heavyweight fights go. I've turned a corner on Sergey Spivak, I like him now. I've turned a corner on Ciryl Gane, and I think he's bum. There was another good one, what was it? Corey Sandhagen versus Umar Nurmagomedov, the cool striker. Yeah, you know, Corey Sandhagen never says no to a fight, will fight anyone, and really does find interesting ways to get back into fights, even if people are giving him trouble. You know, that Song Yedong one being an obvious example. But then they announced Max Holloway versus the Korean Zombie in Singapore, and you're like, firstly, Korean Zombie's not Singaporean. What's the deal? It's like any time the UFC goes to Asia, it's like, get the nearest thing to where we're from. Get the nearest thing possible to what we've got here. They were like, we're going to break into Macau and we're taking Kung Lee. And you're like, Kung Lee is a Vietnamese. I mean, granted, he was the king of Sander.